any longer.
All right, let's see. William, you're on WIP. Go ahead, William.
Hi there, Josh.
Hey.
And Tony, yeah, I'm just phoned from Vancouver, Canada here. I'm telling you that you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Now, will you guys riot? Let me ask you this. Will you guys riot, win or lose, in the playoffs?
I don't know. We might have an early exit. We just lost against Calgary last time.
That's my question. I mean, they don't. You know, most teams, when they win, they riot now, and then when they lose, Vancouver seems to riot no matter what.
Dude, that's very true. Very true. I got an interesting story about that. I was actually doing jury duty the last time the Vancouver was in the playoffs with Boston, and we got sequestered right in about game three.
What happened, William?
Well, so basically, normally when you get sequestered, right, you have to stay with the sheriffs, and they basically you have to stay together, and they have to get hotels for you. Well, since the playoffs were downtown, right, where the courthouses are, we couldn't get a hotel downtown, so we actually had to go about 30, 40 minutes out of town to actually get a hotel to put all 12 people of the jury. And we had to do that every day for 3 days.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening?
As a bonus, though, since they are paying for our breakfast, our dinner, and our lunches, we always got the seats right by the TV, and basically game side seats all paid by the government.
So how are you, so what made you listen to the show in Canada?
Well, I love you, Josh. You came up with a comment the other day that you wish you could go back in the hot tub time machine there and go back and live in the 80s. I'm right there with you, man. Go back to 83, 84, 85, and I'll stay there.
That sounds like a good time. You will hop in the hot tub time machine. And are we going to be in America or Canada?
Well, you can go back to, Louisiana there or, St. Louis, and I'll hop back to Vancouver here. And I'll hop back to Prince George, and I'd redo my high school again, yeah.
What do you think about Americans?
Oh, fine. I mean, I travel to Seattle all the time. I've done quite a few. Back in the days, I used to do a lot of trips down to the San Diego Comic Con and that kind of stuff. So long road trips through the Western states there. Yeah.
What do you like at Comic Con? Yeah.
Comic Con? Well, yeah. At the time, I was a big anime fan.
So, oh, really? Like Japanese stuff?
No, yeah. Anime Clampett, I think he's talking about.
No, that's Ellie.
I know.
I was very instrumental in the Sailor Moon, Gundam and Dragon Ball phases.
So up in Canada, they really like the Japanese stuff?
Vancouver is basically 60% Asian anyway, so.
I'll be darned, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, then. Well, appreciate you listening, William.
Yep, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, yeah.
It's interesting, though, that if he could go back to the 80s, he would stay up there in the beautiful Alberta area, Vancouver, B.C., actually, British Columbia.
If you could go back in time, where would you go, Tony?
I would go to the British Virgin Islands and just sit there and drink painkillers every day on Joost van Dyke and wait for attractive tourist chicks to show up.
But I mean, what era would you go to?
80s? Oh, I love the 80s.
Would you go to the 80s?
Absolutely.
What era?
Absolutely, I'd go to the 80s. Pre-cell phone, pre-internet, pre-distractions. You just did your thing. You went out there and you lived your life. You didn't worry about your kids. Well, you always worry about your kids, but you didn't worry about your...
Tony's like, in the 80s, hell, whatever.
It's, dude, man. It's like, I'll pick up at the mall at 9 o'clock, meet me in front of Spencer Gifts, and the kids would be there in front of Spencer Gifts, and you pick them up. Now,
Spencer seems like a place you would enjoy.
I enjoyed Spencer Gifts back in the day. They're still around, aren't they?
Do people still
go in there?
Yep.
Are they still considered cutting edge now, or are they like passe?
I believe it's passe. I don't think it's cutting edge, but I don't know if, greeting cards that you open up and they make fart sounds have ever been cutting edge.
Well, they were in the 80s.
The over-the-hill stuff. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know if it's ever been cutting edge, but it's, but when you're younger, and there's a little topic for you. When you're younger, the places you go in the mall, and Spencer Gifts always felt like a risque place to go for a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You'd go in there and you'd see, there'd be, beer dispensing helmets, and then there's, the more sexual area, and then there's, the blacklight posters, but you flip through the posters, and you'll eventually see one of, Pamela Anderson or something.
And you would see the t-shirts back then, when they were risque, it was like going into the back room at the old video store where they had the adult stuff. It was like, your parents would walk in and say, oh, man, you can't go over there. Those T-shirts really have foul language. And now you walk around on Main Street, and every T-shirt has, filthy stuff written all over it right in front of your face.